KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have dense fog, about 1/10 of a mile visibility. It's currently 51 degrees. We look for a patchy dense fog through about 9 o'clock this morning. Otherwise, partly cloudy, a high of 75. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Again, officials of the National Weather Service issuing a special weather statement within the past half hour saying the fog is expected to persist through 9 a.m. before visibilities improve with daytime heating. Meanwhile, visibilities below 1/4 of a mile will be common with areas of 1/4 mile or less from time to time, so slow down and allow extra time to reach your destination if you're out and about today driving. The Cass County Local Food Policy Council reports this Saturday, April 25th at 1 p.m., eggs will be given away free to the first 100 households to show up at the Iowa Western Community College parking lot here in Atlantic. The eggs from Southwest Iowa Egg in Messina are being paid for by an Atlantic High School graduate who now lives out of state and who has asked to remain anonymous. The eggs will be handed out by members of the Cass County Local Food Policy Council. The anonymous donor was looking for a way to help others during COVID-19 when she heard Southwest Iowa Egg Co-op in Messina was struggling to sell eggs due to the supply chain limitations. Knowing that eggs are a healthy food that could help those who lack the resources to buy them, she reached out to see if she could purchase eggs to give away. And one call led to another, and before long, the Cass County Local Food Policy Council was soon mobilizing excited volunteers. The eggs are available to anyone who needs them. There is no requirement to prove need. Recognizing that not everyone in the county will have transportation to participate, the Food Policy Council is asking people who may not need the eggs for themselves to consider getting them for a neighbor or a friend who does. Only one person from each household is asked to collect the eggs, and masks are appreciated. A flat of the eggs will be handed out to the first 100 households. A flat is 30 eggs. The eggs are clean and chilled, but ungrated and unwashed. People are asked not to line up before 1 p.m. Saturday, as the Local Food Policy Council will be setting up prior to the giveaway. The Atlantic School Board Wednesday discussed the district's COVID-19 response and plans for continuous learning as well as graduation. Superintendent Steve Barber recapped the orders given by Governor Reynolds when she canceled the school year in her press conference last Friday. That includes a return to learn plan submitted to the State Department of Education by no later than July 1st. The template for doing so should be available from the state in a couple of weeks. And Barber said that one of the biggest hurdles faced by the Atlantic School District is grading while the school is closed.
The guideline that we need to follow is that all work completed prior to the closure, March 13th, 2020, can be graded. Assignments that were not completed prior to the closure cannot be accepted and graded until school reopens. Therefore, if we get a chance to open August 23rd, you could open it up and then go all the way back to third quarter to do some grading type of things.
Since the Atlantic District is in a voluntary continuous learning program, it is considered closed and can't take assignments prior to closure and use that as part of the grading system. Barbara said they looked at the high school as being the biggest hurdle because there's more at stake requirements-wise.
So the high school administration and building leadership team had got together and they all are on the same page and say, hey, students didn't have an opportunity to perform at the high level during the fourth quarter due to closure, none of their doing. So we have to provide the grades that are going to provide them the best chance to stay at their level of GPA. And then the other thing is, if they had chances to improve, but they've met a minimum requirement, we could use a hybrid situation of passing them, therefore getting credit for completing the course, but not have that go against their grade point average.
The other three buildings in the district would grade the work completed and provide parents with feedback at the end of the school year. As far as graduation is concerned, Mr. Barber said they're looking at multiple options, including
the traditional ceremony of by Sunday before Memorial Day. We're able to have crowds of 500, then we could do a traditional ceremony. Option two, we could look at an alternative date for the celebration. But if you reschedule it and you're still unable to do it, here you are 4 or 5 weeks away from the graduation day, and you're closer to starting up the new year probably than you are May timeframe. There's virtual ceremonies where you could put a plan together. I know Red Oak's looking at a drive-in type approach where cars pull up and they hand out diplomas at that time. Or option five is a combination of of all the above.
In other business, the Atlantic School Board approved the resignation of Jordan Newberg as second grade teacher, girls soccer, and middle school wrestling coach. Newberg has accepted a position as K-8 assistant principal for the Shenandoah School District. The board also approved the disposal by scrapping two old diesel school buses. The two new buses were replaced thanks to a grant from VW, and the board approved two change orders for moving 1,000 cubic yards of dirt into the Trojan Bowl for tile work needed to eliminate an underground drainage problem at one end of the bowl. The total price tag amounts to nearly $17,000. The Atlantic City Council held a very short electronic meeting Wednesday evening via Zoom conference call. A public hearing was held on a proposal to enter into a general obligation refunding loan agreement and to borrow money thereunder in a principal amount not to exceed $200,000 for the purpose of paying the cost of refunding the outstanding balance of callable 2012 and callable 2013A bonds. There were no comments received from members of the public. Following the hearing, the council adopted on a 6-1 vote with Councilman Cassidy absent a resolution taking additional action on proposal to enter into a general obligation refunding loan agreement, combining loan agreements, providing for the issuance of $3.6 million in general obligation refunding bonds, Series 2020, and providing the levy of taxes to pay for the same. Over the course of the next 8 years or so, the move is expected to save the city almost $93,194. And finally, in state news, Governor Kim Reynolds isn't approving a timeline for her decisions, but the governor will likely give portions of the state permission to reopen for public gatherings and commerce before others. Reynolds says about 70% of Iowa's positive COVID-19 cases are in 8 counties.
And so this will allow me, when I look at individually what, you know, the number of cases in each county, the number of recovered, and what we see going forward, it really will allow me, where I can statewide, I will, but where I can't, we're going to go ahead and start opening up areas that aren't being impacted at a significant rate.
Reynolds also ordered all Iowa bars and restaurants to close to crowds at noon on March 17th, although they've been able to sell food and alcohol through the carryout, drive-through, or curbside service. The following week, the governor ordered hair salons and barbershops and several types of retail businesses to close. Reynolds said she may allow certain businesses to reopen in phases and ask business owners to ensure customers and employees are able to be about 6 feet from one another.
So our goal to open back up as many as we can, but maybe do it with the limited capacity, social distancing, some recommended measures that they would have to follow in order to do that.
Reynolds says her staff has been reviewing data by county, by city, and by zip code, and she says that state officials will learn about the coronavirus hotspots from the state from the Test Iowa program that will start offering drive-through COVID-19 testing. The Test Iowa website is also collecting health data about tens of thousands of healthy Iowans who voluntarily enter their information. In the funeral report, Charlie Leroy Allen, age 85, of Avoca, died Monday. A private family funeral service for Charlie Allen will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. A public visitation will be held at the funeral home today from 1 until 8 p.m. Betty Maxine Stewart, age 94, of Shelby, died Tuesday. Services for Betty Stewart will be held at a later date with the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in charge of the arrangements. And Edith Clark, age 81, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Cass County Hospital. Services for Edith Clark are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.